Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Houston Pitbulls and Bullies Radio Live, coming in the air from Houston, Texas. Remember, this show is an extension of our Facebook group, Houston Pitbulls and Bullies, where we strive to run a group where you can find equality, bullying, education, and help to better the breed. Today, we have a special show for you. We have Eddie coming to us live. He just left the IBR show in Atlanta. He is the creator and owner of Major League Frenchies. And we're going to have him tell us a little bit about his Frenchies today. Eddie, you with us?
Yeah.
All right, I heard you did really good with the show today. Congratulations on that. What do we got going on? Best Frenchie, overall Frenchie, first places? Sounds like you had a blast today.
Yes, ma'am. It was awesome. Loved it. Had a lot of fun. Held it down for Texas, for Houston, baby.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what we want to find out today is we want to talk a little bit more about these Freaky Frenchies that you have there. They're starting to become a major talk in the industry. They're at Major League Frenchies. We want you to tell us a little bit more about what is a Freaky Frenchie and kind of what caused you to create this breed or go down this line.
Well, again, a Freaky Frenchie to me is just a Frenchie that is just that, a little bit freakier than just standard Frenchie, than, you know, a regular, correct Frenchie. Kind of like when the exotics came out, you know, they came out a little bit different. However, my Frenchies are not mixed, and that's why I came to, you know, to a different breed, because the way the bully community and what's been going on with the breed, I'm Mr. Playboy line. I did the bullies for years. And all this mixing came about, and I was like, nah, I'll move around. So I found a breed that, you know, I really wanted to deal with. It was the Frenchie. I've been looking at them for about 6 years now. And I had a vision that, you know, I wanted my yard to look like when it comes to this breed, and I wanted a bullier sound Frenchie. And like I said, I know that they're out there, because in every breed, there's some breeds that, any breed, you can see that sometimes you get one dog out of the litter, he comes out a little bit tougher, a little bit wider,
right,
a little bit more bone, and that's it. That's, you know, and I don't do nothing but selective breeding. I purchased these dogs that carry this structure, and I've been from Russia, from Spain, from Texas, all over the world, because I look within the Frenchie. I'm not looking to make a whole other breed or anything. You know, they're Frenchies. They're just a little bit bullier, and that's that. And my stuff is DNA, DNA profiles. No mixing, there's no none of that, and you know, I want to keep it that way. I just, you know, want to get back to the way that it used to be when I first started in American Bullies. Again, I'm sure somebody in the beginning mixed something with the pit bull to create the American Bully, and so the same thing goes with these Frenchies. You know, I'm sure somewhere down the line somebody did something, and you know, they produce a little bit bullier Frenchie. And so now I'm just going off of, you know, what it is. And I want to continue at that point. I'm not into making things. It's not my thing. So that's basically where we're at. And yes, it's catching ground because it's new. And it's also, you know, I'm also catching a lot of flack and a lot of hate along with it. I know, because again, people aren't, they don't like change. people are like, oh, you're ruining the breed. No, no, not necessarily. Today, I won first place with my female. I won first place with my male in the IBR show against some other Frenchies that were even more correct. But, you know, I don't consider it ruining any breed. I'm breeding for me. And I know I'm not the only person who likes this because I'm getting hit up by people from China. I just sold a puppy today at a show off of pictures. So, you know what I mean? It's what it is. And we're in America.
Oh, yeah,
and
definitely.
America likes, you know, bigger, fatter. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm giving them just what they want.
Well, whatever you're doing there at Major League Frenchies, obviously it's going the right way. I mean, besides IBR, what other registries do you have them under?
They're AKC registered. All of my dogs are AKC registered. I just hit this IBR show because it's the group of people that I'm targeting to sell to. People from the bully community. People who already like bullier style dogs, so, and are leaning to moving away from the bullies and looking for another avenue, I'm ready. Because they're not going to go and buy a little rinky dinky skinny friend. And so, we're ready. Again, these dogs, though, they're not cheap by any means. Even the standard Frenchie sells for about $3,000 to $5,000. Mine start off around $7,000 and up. A puppy. I was offered today 70 racks by a person from China for 50 Shades of Grey.
What do you think? You think he could let that boy go?
No, he's going to stick around. He's got to produce more Frenchies and more freaky Frenchies.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. That 50 Shades of Grey is definitely getting his name out there, along with Major League Frenchies and yourself, Eddie. Whatever you're doing it right or heading the right direction for a new breed or a new class of Frenchies, getting that freaky Frenchie established. I mean, you have NFL player Jacoby Jones you just sold to, so... You're definitely getting out
yes,
there,
ma'am.
And I add respect for that. You know, I always love your dogs when I see them, especially those cute little puppies you got.
Yes, ma'am.
Anything else you want us
thank
to know
you,
about
ma'am.
These freaky Frenchies?
No, I think that pretty much covers it, I guess.
Well, Eddie, we definitely thank you for joining us in today and answering some questions. Anybody out there who knows Eddie and Rebecca on Facebook, you can add him. He's in our group, Houston Pitbulls and Bullies, so that way you can see him there when he posts. 50 Shades of Grey that we're speaking of, that is our cover photo this week, so that dog is 50 Shades of Grey.
Thanks,
Eddie. You have a good one, and congrats on all those wins today at the Atlanta show.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. You guys have a good one.
You too.
All right,
all right, Houston, don't forget, if you want to call in for a Q&A later today, the guest number is 516-387-1955. Tell us what you think about these freaky Frenchies or anything else we talk about today on the show. So again, 516-387-1955. And don't forget to join our group, Facebook, Houston, Pitbulls and Bullies. Next thing we're going to hit on is Dog of the Week. We have this beautiful 18-month-old boy, Indet Kennels Undertaker. This boy won our contest by having the most likes. He's owned by Michael Newman. Beautiful black boy with some whites and some ticking. Go ahead and go on our Facebook page and you'll see his picture. Focus as our next contest that starts tomorrow. I might post it later today. But go ahead and get your dog added to that contest. Add your friends to the group, get the most likes, and your dog will be our spotlight dog for next week. So shout out to Michael Newman with 18-month-old In-Debt Kennels Undertaker. Congrats on that win. Now, I have my girl Star here with me on the show today, my co-host. You there, Star?
Yeah, I'm
maybe
here.
She didn't click in it. All right, there you are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the next thing we're going to hit on, we talked a little bit last week about what foods not to feed your dog, what the top core rated foods were. This week we're going to bounce a little bit into some of that balance if you do choose to do a raw diet. Now, the key to feeding raw is having that balance. You don't want too much meat, too much bone, not enough of all the vitamins that a dog needs. So just a basic overview of some of the main components, and then Star and I can kind of chime in on some of the examples of what to feed. 80% of that diet needs to be meat. Meat, ligaments, the fat, but 80% should be meat. And I know a great example is chicken, deer, rabbit. There's several different options you can have for that percentage of your diet, dog's diet. 10%, so you got 80% meat, 10% should be bone. Now, whether you do this with the chicken bone, remember chicken bones are okay raw, not okay cooked. 5% should be liver and 5% other organ meats. Now, some of that varies just a little bit depending on who you talk to. This is off of a great website, rawfeddogs.org. They have a starter guide there. They have raw feeding guidelines, examples, benefits, questions answered. So if you want to check out that website, it's a great starting place to look at. And then some of the stuff we post in our group here and there is going to cover some of raw diet. Star, what kind of things do you feed your dog?
The kind of things I would feed my dog are yogurt. It's high in protein and calcium. Plain yogurt is the best. I would never give any flavored yogurt. It's also good for if your dog has digestive problems and digestive issues. It'll help out with that. And make sure you don't get any yogurts that have added sugar or artificial sweeteners. Oatmeal is also a good one. It's a good source of fiber. And it makes it great for dogs with bowel irregulatory issues. And it's safe for dogs with wheat allergies as well, surprisingly. Try to hit on things that people normally don't. Broccoli, it's a very rich vegetable, which also gives occasional nutrition boost for dogs. However, you should never give more than 10% of the dog's diet. It can cause gastrointestinal irritation.
I know apples and carrots are some other good, like, fruits and vegetables that dogs love. One of my go-to things that I always give is coconut oil. Just a couple tablespoons of coconut oil, whether you have it in, like, hard form or you melt it down a little bit to liquid and sprinkle it over. The dogs love it. They'll eat it just off your finger. It's great for their coat. And it has a lot of different benefits to it for both people and dogs.
Thing I love to tell people about is pumpkin, especially since it's fall. Pumpkin is in abundance in the stores right now. You can give your dog pumpkin raw and in a can. It's a source of fiber and vitamin A. It's good for if you're trying to put your dog on a diet. It's also great if your dog has diarrhea or even constipation. It'll fix both. You can just throw the pumpkin in the backyard and let them go at it.
Definitely. Now, what I want to touch on real quick is some things that you should not feed your dog. And these type of lists are accessible online, all kinds of places, but definitely not any kind of seeds, any kind of pits of fruit, avocados and no-no, things like corn on the cob, the chewing gum, obviously grapes, garlic. Now, garlic can be kind of one of those controversial things where you'll read some places that it has some benefits and some places not to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But grapes, mushrooms, onions, those types of things you're going to want to stay away from. Anything with a lot of sugar or a lot of salt, like table foods with those things, or any too much yeast. So those are things you're going to want to stay away from when you're feeding your dogs raw or even just giving them treats. You know, a lot of us will have a plate and can't help but look at their sad eyes begging and give them a little bite. But you want to watch out for some of these things because they can definitely hurt your dog in the long run.
Definitely. You also want to watch out for grapes, especially if you have children. They're notorious for throwing grapes to their dogs. It's very toxic. It can kill your dog, especially small breeds. It will cause kidney failure. Onions, they're good for you. They're bad for your dog. They can damage his red blood cells. And trust me, that's not something you want to deal with at the vet's office.
Now, remember, some of those health benefits of feeding raw deal with shiny, healthy coat, less bacteria, their teeth. It'll help take off that decay and keep tartar from building up by chewing on those bones. Less poo, less smelly poo. It'll help with those dogs that have those grain issues. Parasites, a lot of times, it'll help kind of minimize those. I know apple cider vinegar is another good trick for fleas. Definitely want to look into the benefits as well as what it can do nutrient-wise and make sure you have that balance well for your dog if you're looking at raw. Read deeply. Make sure you have an understanding of the different aspects of it. Make sure you know what not to feed your dog and put together something balanced so that way your dog can benefit from that diet. Anything else you want to add about raw diet before we move on, Star?
I think we got it.
Yeah, we'll cover some more aspects in our future shows as well as on our Facebook page. Remember that Facebook page, Houston Pit Bulls and Bullies. So make sure you go add it, add your friends. And again, if you want to call into the show, our guest number is 516-387-1955. The next thing we have, Star posted in the group recently, or maybe it was her personal page. I don't remember. Anyway, was it in the group?
Yeah, it was in the group.
Okay, good. So that way they can go reference it. If not, we would have posted it later. But Star posted some products that she uses for her bullies in her yard, and we want her to kind of highlight some of those products that she used and how they benefited her dogs, what she saw them work for, and where you can find those products.
All right. So the products that I'll be highlighting today I know will be best for everybody that loves ear crop. To ear crop, we all know, no matter where you get it done at, there's going to be some blood after. No matter how good they stitch it up, your dog is going to bleed even a little bit. So to stop the bleeding, you can reference the product in the group. It's called Quick Stop Septic Powder. It's really, really good for stopping bleeding. Now, this, you just put a dab on the ear, even on a nail, broken nail, superficial cuts. If your dog gets bit, anything that includes blood, dab it on there, and it should stop the bleeding immediately. Now, how does it work? The septic powder actually clots the blood, so nothing else could get past after that. Now, there is a chemical in it that will relieve the pain and the itching caused by the burns, bites, cuts, scratches, anything that's wrong with the dog. It'll automatically relieve that pain, and then it will go ahead and clot the blood to make the blood stop. After you stop the bleeding, I would use what was called a Microfin AH Wound and Skin Care. Now, you use this maybe, I want to say, give it about 10 to 15 minutes after you stop the blood because you don't want to immediately wash the septic powder off. So after that, you want to clean the wound. You can clean this wound just with, I use a spray. They also have somewhere you could just dab it on with a cotton ball, but I use a spray. And you spray it on and clean it before you use anything else. Don't use alcohol on the dogs. I know a lot of people will go ahead and use alcohol or peroxide, but it's better to get something that's safe for the dogs and made specifically for the dogs to clean their wounds. It can also heal with skin irritations, abrasions, sores, lacerations. I've read reviews on it before I brought the item to try it out myself. There was one really good review about how her dog got, and it was a pit bull that got cysts between her toes constantly. So they would use this product to go ahead and clean that up, and the cysts pretty much stopped coming. They said they tried lotions, steroids, pills that the vet gave them, and we all know how that goes with the vet prescribing many things that don't really fix the problem. But this actually did help her dog. Now, where you can get the septic powder and this wound cleaning spray at, you can get it on Amazon, and it is with Amazon Prime as well. Or you can do what I did, go to the local Tractor Supply, or you can get it from your local feed store. Next, I would like to highlight Blue Lotion. It's an antiseptic wound dressing. Now, after I use the powder and the spray, I'll use the lotion to go ahead and do the final healing. The lotion can be used on bees, basically cows, dogs, goats, horses, sheep, but you cannot use it on cats. Everything else I mentioned can be used on cats. You cannot use this on cats. You would clean the area first with the spray, remove all the dirt, remove the powder. You would shake the blue lotion a lot because it is something that needs to be mixed. So you would cover it up and you repeat this daily. Now, using all three of these products on a puppy that I recently got, his ears cropped, the crop was healed within a week. I know those that go to the ear trim, they give you about 2 to 3 weeks. This puppy ears were healed in a week. And then I took the stitches out that next week, and we were done. We didn't have to wait a month. We didn't have to wait 2 months. We were done, and I'm very happy about that. I know some people have game dogs that like to hunt. You can use this blue lotion on their foot pads. You would apply it once or twice daily as well. And it would help when they have to go out, if they step on something. And it would actually help to make sure that they don't get burns. It's just really good all around. So those are the three products I wanted to highlight today, especially for those that like ear crops. I know if anybody had their dog get bitten, things happen, you know. So go pick up these products. I guarantee you will be happy with them.
Definitely. I know that septic powder I use for nails, if you clip them too short by accident, it definitely makes it stop right then. I never thought to use it in other ways, so I'm going to have to start doing that and grab those other products for myself. We have a couple minutes left in this show. Do we have time? Let's see if we have time for a couple questions from viewers calling in, our listeners. Our guest number, again, is 516-387-1955. We have about 5 minutes left in the show to answer any questions you might have. Do we have anybody on the line? Doesn't sound like anybody called in yet, or they got disconnected. So remember, if you want to call in, 516-387-1955. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, add your friends, Houston Pit Bulls and Bullies. So that way you can stay up. We'll get started, repost these three products that she went over today. So that way it's up on the top, it's there, it's highlighted on what we talked about. We've got Eddie in the group for Freaky Frenchies, for Major League Frenchies. Definitely shout out to him for joining us on the line, and congrats on all those wins today at IBR Atlanta show. And everyone else who attended the show and did well today, congratulations. There was another show that also went down today, September 24th, maybe that was today, second annual USBR Nationals in Oklahoma City. On top of that IBR National Bully Show, there in Atlanta. So both those shows went on today, one in Oklahoma, one in Atlanta. I'm sure they were full of people. I hope you all had a great time, and congrats to all our winners in those. Feel free to call in or, I'm sorry, post on the Facebook page. We're running out of time here for today. So join our Facebook group, Houston Pitbulls and Bullies. Thank y'all for tuning in. Star, thanks for joining me today as a co-host. I look forward to the future. Join us next week. Every Saturday, we'll be on here.
Got it for the love, look. I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I got it for the lolo. Turn up. I'm in love with the coco. Hit my plug, that's my cholo. Cause we got it for the lolo. If you snitching, I go loco. Hit you with that drink, that ocho. Niggas thinking that I'm solo. 50 deep, they like, oh no.
Oh no, me, no.
Heard the feds taking photos. I know nothing, fuck the popo. Baking soda, I got baking soda. Baking soda, I got baking soda.